This is the Week in Fake News with
Adam Made Male.
Smooth as always.
Lovely.
Love it. Thank you for joining us again, Adam, for the Week in Fake News here in South Australia.
Yeah, this is as well. Yeah, we're going to have a look at some of the stuff that's been going on around the place, and it's mostly meteorologically based. It's a big word this early in the morning. That just means weather, guys. It's true. Parts of South Australia were underwater this week, of course, with ex-tropical cyclone Tiffany making her way through the state. And look, no shade to any Tiffany's listening, but covering everything in tears, laying waste to all that you pass through and leaving inhabitants without access to their loved ones. It's very on brand for a Tiffany, don't you think?
So on brand.
It is indeed. Anyway, places like Roxby Downs were cut off from the rest of the world. Kimber was inundated. And even Whyalla was flooded. And that's the first time Whyalla was flooded was used in a sentence without with meth at the end of it in a very long time. So Whyalla was then punished even further on when Wednesday night storm hit there as well, ripping through the town. It was so windy there, if they had any trees, they would have all been knocked over. So that's something. Emergency services estimate the storm caused almost $3 million worth of improvements. So we love Whyalla. There's a reason it starts with a question, that town. Anyway, Monarto Safari Park is celebrating the successful birth of five perfect little lion cubs this week. 8-year-old lioness Hussani gave birth on Monday, which is a lovely story. Hussani's 8 and has just given birth to 5 babies. My kid's 5 and can't tie her freaking shoes. Now, slacker. I'm obviously not saying she has to go out and have 5 kids, but learn the rabbit goes round the tree and into the burrow and out the other side, for goodness sake. You know? And finally, folks, the rural city of Murray Bridge is set to host another special Fringe Festival showcase this year. The Fringe is coming, just like a bad 90s flashback. The Fringe is coming. It's coming to Murray Bridge. The festival will feature 16 unique performances over 10 days. So look out for some culture. Here in the rural city of Murray Bridge, you see people with pierced and tattooed people with crazy hair coloured shouting at passers-by to put money in a hat. I don't know how they're going to differentiate themselves from the rest of the people that hang out near the bank, but hopefully they'll be able to get some coin and make it worth their while. And that, folks, is the Adam Made Mail.
Thank you for another edition. We'll catch you again next Friday. It's Molly and Craig on Power FM.